This news update's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebwing Ace Hardware. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. 33-year-old Imlay City man remains in critical condition after a Chevy Equinox rear-ended a converted military-style truck Thursday evening in Goodland Township. According to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, the collision happened on Brown City Road, just north of Kohler Road, around 6 p.m. The Equinox became partially wedged under the Stewart Stephen truck, which was hauling crops, before veering off the roadway and striking a tree. Firefighters had to free the driver from the wreckage using jaws of life. He was first taken to McLaren-Lapeer region and later transferred to Corwell Health Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak. The 31-year-old driver of the military vehicle, also from Imlay City, was not hurt. Deputies said the larger truck had working taillights and displayed a slow-moving vehicle emblem. Investigators do not believe speed or alcohol were factors. The sheriff's office is continuing to investigate with assistance from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. An Ontario man's winter voyage across Lake Huron has come to an unexpected stop in Port Austin. Stephen Malraya, 36, set out December 2nd in a homemade houseboat with his dog Mexicali, hoping to reach Chicago by Christmas. Instead, his houseboat became frozen into the shoreline at Bird Creek Beach as early ice formed on the lake. Malraya says the houseboat has everything he needs to stay comfortable while waiting for a thaw, which he expects will be in late February or March. Despite the setback, though, he remains upbeat and views the experience as part of a personal journey of self-discovery that he hopes will someday take him all the way to Africa. Local residents have offered Malraya food and support, while Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen continues to check on his safety. Hansen says Malraya plans to remain respectful of the community while he waits out the weather. And the FBI and members of the Mid-Michigan Safe Streets Task Force executed a narcotic search warrant early Friday morning on Michigan Avenue on Bay City's east side. Investigators reported finding suspected drugs, three firearms, and other evidence linked to drug manufacturing and distribution. A 34-year-old man was arrested on drug and weapons charges, while two others were taken into custody on unrelated warrants. All three suspects were booked into Bay County Jail, and the case has been sent to the prosecutor's office for review. Anyone with information can contact Bay City's Public Safety at 989-892-8571 or share anonymous tips through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-JAIL, or you can go online to p3tips.com. And we'll return right after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
Welcome back for your national and international news. Law enforcement in Rhode Island continues a manhunt for a gunman wanted in a shooting near Brown University that left two students dead and nine people wounded, as newly released surveillance video shows a person of interest, and investigators asked the public for additional tips. And Pope Leo XIV condemned what he called anti-Semitic violence in a deadly attack on a Hanukkah celebration in Sydney, using his remarks to urge stronger efforts to combat hatred and to thank donors contributing to Catholic charities during the Christmas season. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
ThumbNot.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNot.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNot.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNot.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNot.net, your guide to the thumb.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.